For today's second date update, a listener named Robert is on the phone, and his email started off by saying, kids make dating difficult.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I didn't really read more after that. I just wanted to get him on the phone because, Robert, why are you dating kids?
Oh, my God.
Of course it's going to be difficult.
I wasn't dating kids.
Difficult and illegal.
Yeah. There's a lot of things wrong with that, Robert.
No, actually, I have a kid. I'm a single parent.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Makes so much more sense now, Robert. All right. And? Okay. You have a kid and somehow it made a date difficult for you?
Yes.
Okay. What happened?
So I met this young lady, Rebecca, online.
Okay. And were you upfront right from the beginning that you were a father?
Yes, I was. Actually, she's also a single parent. So I thought right off the bat we had that commonality.
Right. And who better to understand how dating is difficult when you're a single parent than another single parent dating?
Exactly. You know, and it's hard enough right now to even like have the time to even manage to meet someone, you know, let alone finding a match, just like scheduling wise with work.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot to handle. So you met her on a dating app?
Yeah, we were chatting. Eventually, I had a plan to meet for dinner. And right before, about an hour and a half before the date, I forgot about my son's b-ball game. And he had a game that night and I felt awful. I had to call Rebecca to cancel. I was, you know, very apologetic.
And did you have to cancel because you just wanted to be there or because you had to take him to the basketball game?
I forgot that I had to take him to the game.
Oh, man.
Why don't you just put him on the bus and go do whatever you want to do?
No.
Well, that actually could work. How old is this kid?
He's 6 years old.
Okay,
six.
So that won't work.
Oh,
never mind.
He's got to be 7 to ride the bus by himself.
Yeah.
All right. So you called her to cancel?
Yeah. And to my surprise, she suggested, well, why don't we both go?
Hey. Oh,
yeah.
She's a mom. She probably understands
That's
your struggle.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I was somewhat shocked. I mean, I thought, how cool is that? You know, she
Yeah,
was,
why not use my 6-year-old's basketball game as a dating opportunity?
Yeah. So I figured, you know, she was just really cool to even suggest that.
Yeah, that's cool. It shows that she's pretty easygoing. How was the date at your kid's basketball game then?
It was really good. She was very supportive.
Did you get seats right up front? Some good seats.
He got courtside at the 6-year-old basketball game.
We had front row seats. She was cheering him on. Really cool. Every time they had the ball, every time he had the ball, very supportive.
Good.
Was he like, who's this strange lady cheering me on, Dad?
Actually, they met right before the game, so it wasn't that weird.
Okay.
That's good.
At halftime, I should mention this, there was a little romance that actually ensued during the game.
Okay. What happened?
She, she got a little hungry. I said, I'll be right back. I'll get some food. And she was like, I'll tell you what, if you bring me some popcorn, I'll give you a kiss. And I was like, back in a flash.
They didn't even have popcorn? You had to, like, drive to a movie theater to find some?
Pretty much. I had to leave. Yeah, pretty much. So she gave me a kiss when I got back. The second half started. She was cheering. My kid's team lost, unfortunately.
That's probably why she's not calling you back. She wants a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I mean, actually, Rebecca was saying, good job, you know, very consoling, even, you know, they lost.
And that's where we're like, don't lie to the kid. He played terrible.
No. She was really cool, I have to say. And I was, I was even thinking, wow, this is wife material.
Oh, wow. Okay. Whoa. That's quick. Okay. That's quick jump.
Well, you know, our first date where, you know, she's hanging out with me and my kid, we went to dinner afterwards and we had, you know, a great conversation. Our kids have a lot in common. They're only a couple years apart.
Did your son come to dinner with you guys too?
Yeah, he came with us and it was a lot of fun. He was asking a lot of questions about school, about sports. And, he was very comfortable with her. So, I mean, I couldn't help but think that this would be a possible, you know, candidate here.
Okay. Well, other than just the kid stuff, did you like her? Did she seem like you?
Yeah, it seemed like we had a spark. I mean, she wouldn't have given me a kiss, I don't think, if she didn't like me.
Good
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I don't know. Popcorn's pretty good. I do a lot of things for popcorn.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. How did everything end with her then?
I dropped her off, said goodnight. She gave me a hug. She said goodbye to my son. And here we are. That was 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard from her. I've been trying to get a hold of her, text her, I called her once. So it's, you know, just really disappointing. Like I said earlier, it's really hard to find a time to meet someone. I don't know, like, if I might have said something to offend her. You know, it's really frustrated.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks, man, hang on.